gonna give you a really, really powerful gem. Okay? You ready for it? You present?
Yeah, man.
Cool. Mentally, not just physically, right?
Yeah.
Cool. People believe and are constantly doing this storytelling bullshit thing to themselves that there's a prerequisite of steps that need to occur before they do the punchline thing that they want to be doing. My number one piece of advice to people that are getting tripped up in analysis paralysis is to fuck all of the things you need to do before doing something and skip to the fucking finish line. You just gave me a really beautiful articulation and sentiment of what you want to be doing with actually a tremendous amount of clarity. So I don't know how long that has been clear or if that just came into focus, but in shot number one, you just gave it to me super fucking succinctly. Look at me.
Yeah.
Go do that.
What's up, beautiful people, and welcome to Inside Out Empowerment, where we are examining the science of personal excellence through the very real experience of today's most powerful thinkers, professional athletes, and the world's greatest entrepreneurs. We learn the mechanisms for designing the life and the results of our dreams, starting from the inside out. I'm entrepreneur Joshua Nussbaum and your host. Just watch me now. What the fuck is up? I have missed you guys. We've been traveling like lunatics. Did Olympia, as you guys know, went up to NorCal for a wedding, and I feel like my connectivity with my audience and with you fine fuckers, which is obviously why I do what I do, has been diminished over the past 2 weeks or so. So we can fuss about that or we can change that. So I've been particularly responsive to my people the past 4 days or so. The following is a conversation from a little unknown stud muffin who was a fan of the podcast, had listened to 6 or 7 episodes, DM'd me on Instagram asking some questions, and huge shocker, asked what he should do. I told him what he should do, and this motherfucker went and actually started doing it. So when he asked more questions, I gave him more answers and more opportunity. I love giving a little bit of runway to people that are down to speed walk, run, jog, sprint, and this motherfucker is ready to have a rocket ship on his back. So when he hit me up and said I wanted to start a podcast, I told him just start within the next 24 hours. This is obviously an abbreviated version of the conversation. He started a fucking podcast. I gave him a couple of critiques and some guidance. He asked more questions, said he wanted to be video editing. And I told him to get his ass down to San Diego and we could continue the conversation. So this was at like 1 a.m. 2 days ago. And, you know, 6 hours later, he was in the car and driving and met up for an executive meeting. I let him sit it on at 11 o'clock the next day, which was yesterday. And then we had a great conversation, just him and I. And I think it started out as the same exact style of conversation that we had been having, but there were a lot of fucking gems that got shaken loose, and so I'm sharing it with you guys. I hope you benefit. This is Tygone. I'm expecting big things, but as I told him, you know, what's way more fucking impressive than being on the top of the mountain is the process. So I'm sharing his process and my daily process with you guys. Hope you enjoy.
You said your brain is feeling full, right?
Yeah.
Let's dump some of that shit out.
Okay.
But tell me, what were you going to say? Your brain, you're like, you've taken it in a lot.
Today in general?
Today and yesterday. Or today and last night, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we've rerouted your life a couple of times. Or at least the way you were thinking about approaching your business and your personal brand. And that stuff can be a lot to consider.
Yeah. So.
Right? So what has shown up for you? Like, what have been the shifts in perspective? Not so much in like, I have arrived, but just like, what are you thinking about? some of the stuff that you're holding on to in your brain, like get it out of your mouth, and it will give A, yourself clarity, and B, will make your subconscious mind stop having to hold on to it to remember it.
One of the big things that I was thinking about was sort of this more like traditional way of growing a business, where it's like, oh, I go and I just focus on being the salesperson of that business, and I go from car dealership to car dealership, and all I do is basically pitch my sales. But then I'm realizing that it's like a very traditional way, and what I'm selling doesn't even go along with that form of capturing clients.
You do realize like the egregious irony.
Yeah, it's like it's really ironic.
Of being like a digital services agency and door-to-dooring.
I know. That's why I was just like...
That's fantastically funny.
A week later, I was just like, dude, you know, like I should be running ads and like just trying to capture people's attention. Like, I was like, but I need people now. And I was just, I don't know.
I feel you, dude. Whatever is speaking to you,
yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's like the right decision, the wrong decision, or somewhere in between. Like, the fact of the matter is, it's commendable because you went and you got active about it instead of like hope, wish, want, ponder, think, strategize. Like, 90% of people get stuck in that piece of launching a new project. So the fact that you are out chasing and going and grinding is already putting you ahead. And if it was like the worst, like most ineffective route on the planet, you learned a way not to do it. So
I'll tell you what I'm lacking for sure, and what I was lacking prior to us talking was direction.
I'm very good at direction.
Yeah, direction was just like, I knew where I wanted to get.
Tell me.
I want to get to a point where I want to run like a couple of different creatives for a couple different brands, you know, like, and big brands as well. Like, I'd like to eventually hit, you know, Audi or Nike or Adidas, like
institutional clients,
because like, not only because of the budget, but I would love to do a Nike ad.
How come?
It's not even Nike. I'll tell you what it is. I would love to do an ad like how Nike does all of their ads. Like, some
how
of
their
ads are, they're just so different, where they just pay people to just come
create.
Up with their own idea and just go for it. And I feel like if Nike hops behind it, then it's like, oh, you have some credibility. But at the same time, like, I would still love to make an ad for just about any company that has that same like goal and mission, where it's like, in a sense, like, I would like to recreate the same feeling, but it doesn't matter the brand. You know, that feeling is what I'm going after. That's like basically like training from, like, whether it's they follow the life of like this person that's a, I don't know the term, but if they're missing a leg and they're still an athlete.
Mm-hmm. An amputee,
and then you kind of just see, like, from the morning all the way to where they're training, and then all the way to, like, sort of that story and that build-up. Like, I really like that whole entire concept and being able to capture that, sort of put it into visual perspective and kind of show people that kind of world. And I don't really mind, like, what brand ends up sort of picking me up and wanting to do that.
But yeah, so you do realize how massive of a demand there is for what you're saying if you do it well, right?
Yeah, I need to figure out outlets that I get to go and actually do it well, and I get to be as creative as possible with it.
Awesome. So I'm going to give you a really, really powerful gem. Okay? You ready for it? You present?
Yeah, man.
Cool. Mentally, not just physically, right?
Yeah, man.
Cool. People believe and are constantly doing this storytelling bullshit thing to themselves. That there's a prerequisite of steps that need to occur before they do the punchline thing that they want to be doing. My number one piece of advice to people that are getting tripped up in analysis paralysis is to fuck all of the things you need to do before doing something and skip to the fucking finish line. You just gave me a really beautiful articulation and sentiment of what you want to be doing with actually a tremendous amount of clarity. So I don't know how long that has been clear or if that just came into focus, but in shot number one, you just gave it to me super fucking succinctly. Look at me.
Yeah.
Go do that. There is nothing between you and going and being creative.
I think my problem is, even though I create something, I don't know if it's creative. I don't know if it's not creative enough. I just always criticize myself after that. So
okay. Well, you should stop that. And number two, how the fuck are you ever going to know if you've got the chops and if you're good enough? How do you know? It's not rhetorical. How do you know if what you're producing is any good?
Like, I just have to put stuff out there. And then
let the fucking market decide?
Yeah, I mean, the market will definitely decide. If it's good, then there'll be high demand for it. If it's not, then no one will ever really want it.
how many times have you swung at being creative on behalf of a brand and telling a fucking story and putting it out to the market?
Like once, twice.
Once or twice.
Yeah.
When would right now be a great time to change that? You dig?
Yeah. I think right now would be a good time.
Yeah, so do I. I'm impressed you started thinking this is improvement. You get that I'm not manhandling you from,
no,
a,
no,
from a place of dominance.
It's like definitely like from a place of love.
100%.
Yeah. It's like, yo, dude, like, you're overthinking it. Like, just go for it.
Dude, like, I wish I had the talent to, like, be able to storytell the way I see some people storytell. I have a mouthpiece. I have no graphical ability. I have very little, like, visually creative ability. And I sure as shit don't use the apps necessary to sit there and tinker with it. I guarantee you I could learn it if that's where I wanted to allocate my skill.
Right.
But if you have a talent and you have a skill set, which are two different things, like, I have a natural acumen for, like, being communicative. It's what comes naturally to me. I don't particularly have a skill set. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to disagree with you because I think that you might.
You can. You can fucking disagree with all of it.
No, no. I agree with your point. But
no,
I've
already
disagreed. Disagreeing
I'm
with that you don't have, like, a skill set in it, because I think that you have been using your talent, sort of distributing it differently. Maybe
elaborate.
You don't realize.
Elaborate.
You don't realize the talent. Like, being able to be communicative is a talent in its own, especially in business. Like, one of the biggest things in business is being able to communicate. Like, even when I was sitting over there and I was just listening, when you didn't understand anything, you literally specifically told them, like, no, what do you mean? And that in itself is a skill set, like, just being communicative.
You know what? I stand corrected. You've shifted my opinion. I agree.
Yeah.
So I guess I was meaning one thing and saying another. I have definitely worked at the skill set of, like, interpersonal communication.
Yeah.
Like, especially in being effective in a professional setting of, like, when I don't understand something, stopping it and saying, I understand.
Right.
Like, when I feel somebody tripping over their own, like, internal, emotional, whatever, to, like, grant them beingness and grant them permission to be as they are instead of, like, imposing that they have to be a certain way, because that's how people shine. Like, I have definitely honed the skill. When I say being communicative, I more meant, like, one-directional communication where I'm just, like, yapping on a microphone. That's way more talent, I think, than it is skill. I haven't worked at, like, these are the ways you storytell.
Right.
Here are the, like, elements of effective speech giving. I mean, I did speech and debate in high school or whatever, but, like, haven't worked the skill set in 15 years.
Yeah. No, I did the same.
Did you?
Yeah.
Very cool. So
my favorite one was impromptu.
Yeah?
Yeah, impromptu is probably my favorite version.
You and John Belushi are, like, maybe Will Ferrell, like, the three best impromptu humans. So, dude, you have actual skill set, like, mechanically being able to navigate the programs of, like, moving pieces, changing a color of something. Those are, like, you have, like, the tools in your belt to be able to, like, physically and digitally express the thing that you are, like, internally seeing. Does
that
make sense?
Yeah, there's definitely a vision, and then I know how to get that vision out. So I see what you're saying, yeah.
I don't have the capacity for that. I mean, I do technically, I guess, through people.
Right.
But also, like, my natural graphical eye, especially for, like, what's cool and what's not cool, and, like, stylistically, I'm fucking so bad. Like, it's just not one of my fucking things. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
You have a skill set that's the same as something you have a natural talent for. Like, I can't tell you how many people want to be good and develop the skill in something they are not naturally inclined for.
Yeah. I've seen it.
Like, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Sincerely, like, it doesn't fit. And it's like almost like it doesn't matter how much you mechanically hone that skill set. You can get them from, like, back ass words to maybe competent or functional as long as they're expressing somebody else's thing.
Right.
But you have both of those pieces. And on top of having a talent, theoretically, I mean, I actually don't know how talented you are yet, but let's presume you are. But your talent, self-perceived, you think, that, but the market hasn't judged yet, so you're in your head about all this fucking bullshit of why you shouldn't let the judge be able to fucking tell you if you're good or not. But let's just say that you have the talent. That's the same as the skill set, and it's not like you're a really great attorney, but hate it. That's also the same thing that you're passionate about. That's also your sweet spot. That's also where the world disappears and you get to fucking ease back into shining and being comfortable and being productive and being you.
Yeah.
There is no other prerequisite necessary to start doing that thing.
The reason why I want to work with brands is so that I can have that permission from them to do it.
Understood.
I think that's one of the big things for me, is that I never gave myself permission to do it. I just want other people to give me permission to do it and not necessarily hone on my own creative, but go off of their creative and then sort of be creative in my own way, but through their ideas.
What do you mean they're creative? What do you mean
by
that?
Obviously, when a brand hires you or when a brand wants something done, they want it done a certain way, or they want something. It's not like they just hire me and say, all right, so what are we doing tomorrow? It's like, oh, we're going to go to the gym, and like, can you film me at the gym and doing this or that? And we're going to do like a workout video, like me lifting or curling or whatever. And then I'm just sort of like behind the scenes and I'm picking the angles, stuff like that. But I haven't been able to actually go ahead and like, hey, this is what I want to create for you. You know, like, I have the location, I have the models, I have the people that I want to
do. Do you see those things? You just don't express it?
I see them. Like, for example, whenever I see something similar to something that I would like to create, I usually either write it down or, like, save it or just have some kind of form to refer back to it. But, like, one of the big things lately has been just doing a video where it's, like, either at, like, a tennis court at night, just like a gym, but at night, and there's just like that one spotlight, and it's a very dramatic video, as opposed to like what, like even what you've been showing me, where it's just like that girl like punching and stuff, but more dramatic.
So the gap between your inner world and your outer world, you acknowledge that your inner world is very different than what you have in your outer world right now, yes? You have a picture of what you want to be doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Your outer world doesn't have a whole lot of that yet.
No, no.
Right here, right now, is like the closest you've been.
In a while, yeah.
In a while.
It's probably the closest I've been, and I don't get this close that often. I want to say that.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
You know what the bridge is between your inner world and your outer world? Action.
Overcoming the fear.
The gap when your inner world is very different than your outer world is action. That's how you bridge the gap between what you want and what you have.
I feel that, yeah.
This is me acting out, philosophizing. What's up, Jace?
What?
How you living, girl? Are you sleeping or?
I was honestly having fun out of bed. So I'm ready to get out of bed now.
What a fantastic opportunity to be well rested and smash a lift.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I caught up from all my sleep on the weekend. I'm feeling good.
Atta fucking girl. You're a trooper, and if there's anyone that knows how to rally, it's you. So check it out. I have you on speakerphone right now. I have a.
Hi, Liz.
Say hi.
Hi.
She says, ha, and I also am here with a buddy of mine. His name is Ty. Say hi, Ty Ty.
Hello.
Hi, Ty Ty.
And Ty Ty is a 22-year-old videographer that I met on Instagram like 48 hours ago. And he's in, I swear to God, and he's in Rev Labs headquarters down from L.A. Where are you from?
Yeah, downtown L.A.
Downtown LA, and I want to get some content for you because we were going to smash a lift anyway, and my fiance misses your face. So I was wondering if you had an interest in him getting some footage and creating some dope little like hype reels or usable IG content for you for free, 4 inches of fury in your face, motherfucker.
Super down. Thanks for telling me though, that way I can like, you know,
shave your kitty and stuff. I get it.
Where are you going to do?
That's what she said. And I was thinking the kitchen table or,
shut up, Meg.
So when Ty Ty got in the mix, I was obviously going to go to Solana all day long, but I'm thinking, feeling, wanting to go smash at Carmel Mountain. We can get way more space and cooperation to like shoot much more like dramatic, badass shit. Then
yeah,
as
I know. Solana's weird about that.
They're cooperative, but they actually just changed general managers, and I could probably make a phone call and it would be fine, but it's really tough to like block out enough space to not have other people in the shot, as opposed to like in Carmel.
Yeah, for sure. Carmel Valley's way bigger.
Yeah, Carmel Mountain, but yes, agreed.
Yeah.
So, do you want to shit, shower, shave, do whatever like magical girl stuff you do, and you can either cruise with us and I can drive and then drive back here to get my car, or meet us in Carmel Mountain and catch a lift and get some footage?
Yeah, I can just meet you right there.
Okay, dopeness. What is your time frame, Mrs. Sleeping Until 4 o'clock?
22.
I'm rounding.
Like, I feel like 30 minutes here.
Oh, easy. Okay, badass. Why don't you go do your thing and shoot me a text when you're
leaving? Let's just say I'll be here in an hour. How about that?
Cool. Liz,
does an hour work for you to like eat and poop or do whatever you need to do? To be in Carmel Mountain in an hour?
Yeah, it just depends on when
we get there. Later, it's an hour.
In a week from now?
I know how Liz is.
Yeah, you're like, oh, she's pooping, game over. we're getting this on video too. I love that I just said that. I forgot that we were filming. Liz, seriously, speak English. Does an hour work?
I am it's whenever, yeah, if we can get out of here, like, sooner rather than later, that would be.
Do you need to do anything prior to the gym? Or besides eating?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. Okay, do you want to head back to the house right now, and then when Jace passes the house, we'll dip? Okay, hour works perfectly, Jace. I love you.
Right.
No, I love you. No, you hang up first. Okay, I'll see you soon. Later. Jace says, hey.
Hey.
Cool. Are you ready to film
is
and
the,
get some shit to edit? You saw what just happened, right?
I did, and now I'm, like, quickly trying to come up with a treatment in my head on what I want it to look like.
Okay.
But I haven't even gotten there, so I don't even know what it looks like.
Get there.
No, I mean, like, the actual location.
So just get, okay. Yeah, I feel you.
Physical place.
Yeah, I'm going to worry about getting you there, and if you need to be a little bit early to look, you can. But there's also, like, a fucking very powerful phenomena in setting an intention and knowing what you want to have at the end of it, like a powerful piece of Instagram content or like 9 pieces of Instagram content or like a couple of stills, a couple of videos, an IGTV version, a part of your vlog, like, I don't know, a fucking shout from a gangster, like building a connection and having like a deep contribution of value to another human being's life, regardless of what the fuck you're getting out of it. You can set all of those intentions without having seen the location.
Yeah, right now what I'm thinking is just like...
He started thinking this is good. Continue. We're on to something.
I wanted to make it more of like a... like almost like a movement piece for you guys.
Explain that to me.
So it's like maybe a series of movements or a series of athletes that you guys have where it's...
A movement as in like a revolution or a movement as in like a physical...
It's not like a, oh yeah, get back to the gym kind of a movement, but it's sort of just like a, it's one of those movements where you see the footage and it inspires you to do something.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah. Not 100% sure. And like what feel, like the feeling that I want to invoke is like that, that go do what you love sort of a thing. And then I guess we could talk to each athlete and like kind of ask them what it is that they love to do. Figure out a way how we like spin that into the brand and how we like brand it out from there.
You think too much.
Yeah.
Do you know that about you? Let me ask you something. See, that smile is way more fucking lovable than like whatever the fuck you were just doing upstairs. And by the way, I hear everything you're saying and I agree and I think it's a really awesome, beautiful idea. But what did I say when I listened to your podcast? Out of your head into your heart.
Yeah.
It already fucking knows what you want to create. Feel it instead of thinking your way through it. Let me ask you something. What do you love to do? Sincerely. Not the canned response. The stuff you're struggling through right now is infinitely more sophisticated than probably what 90% of people struggle with. So you're being a conduit of like value and contribution right now without being the guy with all the answers just by being you, which is exactly what my intention was for you.
Yeah, I definitely don't have all the answers.
No, but, like, you don't have to fake that you do.
Right, right.
Is my point. Like, you're just comfy in your shit right now. Maybe a little out of your comfort zone, but you're, like, authentic in whatever degree of comfort you're feeling. What's up?
Authentic in your discomfort.
Authentic in your discomfort, not, like, I'm uncomfortable and also am not being real.
Right.
Or,
yeah,
like,
you can tell.
You're not playing something up, you're not playing something down, as best I can tell. You're, like, answering as real as you can fucking answer this.
Yeah, because these are questions that are, like, very difficult to answer in the first place. So I'm not
good.
Like,
I like challenging your thinking. It's a healthy exercise. You get that, yeah? You're stretching. You're like, I'm not stimulated by my friends. I'm like, come be my friend. I guarantee you some stimulation.
Yeah.
So where were you? That smile and that laugh, by the way, is very lovable. You don't have to do something different than who and what you are.
People are sort of trying to become something else because they think that's what's going to get them the views or the recognition.
And you want to know what else? It's because of the bullshit fucking story that they tell themselves that I was articulating earlier, that they believe there is some sort of fucking prerequisite. They think there's something that needs to occur before they do what the fuck they love to do. Instead of just cutting to the chase. Like, literally, I go, you know what? What do you love to do? I want to be creative. I want to storytell. I want to, like, create something on behalf of a brand. You told me you wanted to be shooting for influencers. What the fuck do we do? We get on the phone and we lock something the fuck down. I chose a location in the last 5 fucking minutes with your guys' approval.
Right.
Called a person. That's the action. And what are you doing right now? You're creating in your mind.
Yeah.
And you're about to be creating in fucking reality. Which, by the way, is exactly what the fuck you said you wanted to be doing.
That's why I'm nervous a little bit, not gonna lie.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Nervous is cool.
I feel nervous because it's like, fuck, like now I'm going to do exactly what I want to do.
What part of that makes you nervous?
The fact that, like, I don't get to do it enough, so I'm like, I just feel nervous about it. Like, I know I'm going to kill it, but I just, like, I feel nervous about it.
Dude, nerves are healthy.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, nerves, like, spike your adrenaline and get the best out of you. It's possible that you're fucking nervous because it's an amazing opportunity, and you should be. Has nothing to do with, like, you shitting the bed or you being prepared or not prepared or whatever. You know what I mean? It's not that type of nervous.
Right.
But your nervousness wakes up your fucking senses. It opens your eyes and ears and gives you a mild sense of fight or flight, which is probably a healthy thing to have, so you are seeing and feeling and just fully attuned and conscious and present and aware of what the fuck is going on around you. Like, if you don't get nervous before fighting, you should be very scared.
I agree with you.
Like, it's good to be nervous. It's just a matter of channeling that. If the universe is dumping exactly what the fuck you asked for on your lap, whatever the fuck you're feeling is fine. But go for it. And knock it out of the park or fall on your face. And both are okay. Embrace it and, like, just be happy of where the fuck you are. Like, you said you wanted to do something. Are you living in a moment of, like, you said I don't get to do it enough? Wrong. You haven't in the past done it as much as you would like to be doing it. But who the fuck is writing the story that you don't get to start doing this every single day of your life? Like, who made that decision?
You make your own bed at the end of the day.
You make your own bed. I don't make my bed. Liz makes my bed. Liz makes my own bed. No, but seriously,
yeah,
like, I'm not philosophizing. Like, I'm asking you a legitimate, literal question. Like, the way you just framed it to me is that you don't get to do it enough. What if this was what you did every day? You already quit your fucking job.
Yeah.
You've already fucking transitioned. You're just not being active in the thing that you've transitioned to. Or active enough.
Or active in the right ways.
Touche.
Yeah.
But have we crossed this way off the list yet?
I think so. I do. I believe so. I believe that is a step in the right direction.
We haven't proved that it's not.
Right.
So it's worth pursuing.
Yeah.
And if it works, let's do more of it.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work, let's not do more of it. And do something else in the same direction. But I want you to leave here with footage for you to fucking edit to show me your chops. I know, by the way, if you fail, you can always fucking try again. And I want you to leave here with some connections. 300,000 follower, or Jace is like 180 or some shit. We're not really super follower-centric.
I mean, it's good to keep it in the back of your head, but at the same time, it's like...
Not your driver.
Not my driver, yeah. If I could create a video and it's shared across like 10 different people, and through those 10 people, there's an audience of a combined 2 million people, and 2 million people get to see my work, that's like, that's really cool to me. But like, as far as like only doing it so those people follow me, like, I'm not, yeah, I'm not really like, I do it for the gram as much as like more of just like, ah, oh, that'd be really cool if like 2 million people got to see it, because then more people could see it. And maybe really enjoy it and then like what I'm doing.
Well, there's also like the pragmatism part to it. Like, aside from like the piece of work and the creative pride and awesome product that comes out of it, I wouldn't be having you do a really awesome whatever for Patron, because he doesn't even have the thumbs necessary to fucking put it on Instagram.
Patron would kill it on Instagram.
Patron would kill it on Instagram. However, he is not presently killing it on Instagram, so he's not one of the fucking people that I'm putting in front of you. You know what I'm saying, though?
I can imagine him just, like, in a field, though, just running slow motion.
Oh, that's cute.
You're missing my really amazing Patron.
No,
impression.
I saw it.
Okay.
We can put that in the whole, like, movement montage, Patron through the field.
Patron, what do you love to do? He's, like, jumping and eating a piece of chicken.
Seriously.
What do you love to do? He's like licking Bailey. If they were awake, they would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So I asked you a question. What do you love to do? You said you wanted to do a piece of like this underlying feeling and sentiment. I'm getting back to like the actual creation of what we're about to do.
Then I got a bunch more in the car.
Awesome.
Okay.
Which car?
My car.
Where's your car?
Back of the house.
Yeah, it's a failed opportunity. You know what I'm saying? We're accommodating and we're going to go back. But if the circumstance doesn't always allow for that, get in the fucking habit of like, all I need, luckily, to be able to fucking do what I need to do is my mouth.
Right.
And maybe hands.
I just need to get back into the rhythm of just having my bag on me at all times.
Okay.
I always leave it in the car or like leave it behind.
You used to always leave it in the car.
I used to, yeah. And I got like,
when is now a good time to fucking change that decision?
No, yeah, especially if this is my main goal, this is where I'm trying to go, then I really need to get back into the habit of doing.
You need to get back into the habit, like as in a future thing, or
starting right now,
you're
going to
have your
back
on you.
Yeah, yeah, I'm coming back into.
Awesome.
I'm going to make that not a habit, but like an actual part of my day.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What do you love doing?
I love making videos, bro. Like, I can't.
You love making videos, but
yeah.
You can't make videos?
No, but I just can't explain it, like, more than that. Like, I love being behind the camera. I love that, like, thin line second of knowing I got the shot. Like, for me, it doesn't matter what story I'm telling. As long as it's a story that I vibe with, and if I can tell it in the way that I want to, I love having that, like, thin line focus, like, perfect second, everything comes together like magic. Like, that's like love. That's like my bread and butter. That's where I'm like the most happy. And then like especially coming back home and just being able to like just kind of smush everything
yes.
back together.
I got stories that you can tell.
Okay.
Do you want to go fucking tell some stories for me?
Yeah, I'm done.
Dope.
Inside Out Empowerment is written and produced by me, Joshua Nussbaum. When it comes to all things editing, mixing, mastering, I have to give hats off. Resonate Recordings has been amazing to work with. If you have a podcast or you're thinking about starting a podcast, I knew I had a bunch of stuff I wanted to say, didn't really know how I was going to go about putting it into a podcast format, get it into an RSS feed, upload it to iTunes, all that stuff. And the owner of Resonate Recordings, Jacob, has really stepped up to the plate. Go ahead and mention Inside Out Empowerment when you talk to them, and you'll get your first episode mixed and mastered for free. If you guys are looking to level up your life and be entertained in the process, go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss my weekly podcast. I'm highly responsive. Please, I'm going to leave the show notes below, complete with all the ways you can connect with me on Instagram at RevLabsPrez, on YouTube at Joshua Nussbaum. This is here for you guys. Please reach out, connect, like, comment, subscribe, ask me questions, tag me. I'm here for you. Let's tailor this bad boy and live an empowered life. Talk soon. Just watch me now.